Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Street boys. There's a war going on outside that I ain't safe from. Look at you, think you cool cause you break blunts. I'd rather spit some bars, bet you couldn't break one. Watch for fake with a mask like Jason. There's more to life than bragging how she bopped you off. Rap is a passion, so you better knock it off. Please let me get a piece, but I'm like a dollar short. I get paid tomorrow, plus I got tomorrow off. I don't wanna hear that, top is where I stand at. C's fuck with grind mode, make sure you aware of that. Rip your fucking brain out your head and then repair it back. Ignorance is bliss, these faggots who never hear the facts. All they spit is lies.
Oh,
hey,
Ready, Brian?
Which way is up radio? This is your host, Brian, co-host Angela, another co-host.
Hello.
Hi. And Jasmine, how y'all doing?
Hey,
Blacktastic. Hey, okay. That's good, Blacktastic. Okay, well, just let you know that was Jamal and his single. Mm-hmm. It was very good. He actually has an album coming out. So, hey, if you see him in the group, please message him and try to show him some love. Today's show is America, Trump's presidency. So pretty much we're trying to figure out where do we go next from Trump's presidency. But before we get onto that, we do have some housekeeping. So yesterday I was missing from the group yesterday. And I just started reading all these messages and all this good stuff between Amaru and, you know, the whole Petty Squad, you know. So can some of y'all tell me, okay, what's going on here? How did it happen? Where did the beef start? You know, I just don't know. You know, because how are we supposed to fight the beast, okay, if we're fighting amongst each other? So can, you know, Angela, you know, Meeks or Jasmine, can you tell me what's going on with all this?
I can't honestly. I don't know. All I know is.
That's what you need. Hold on. Hey, 401. Can you please state your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Chris. I'm from North Providence, Rhode Island.
All right, that's awesome.
Welcome.
Hey, man, I have to have you. All right. Just want to let you know what our show is today. Is America, Trump's presidency, what is next? All right, but right now what we have going on is we have a situation happen on during the group, and so we're trying to get down to the bottom of it. So once again, Meeks, why don't you go ahead and take us through this beef or what's going on with Amaru and y'all, or, you know, how does it all start?
I honestly don't know where it's all coming from. All I know is I took him in as a friend. Cool guy.
How you doing?
So how did the friendship start? You know, like, did who inbox who, and then, like, what information was shared? You know, well, what's going on?
Here we go. No. You remember that he used to post all the little, you know, memes or whatever you call them, the little freaky stuff.
Right,
so we used to always laugh about it. And, you know, yeah, we inboxed each other, but me personally, I was not sexually attracted to him. It was just something I felt sorry for him. And I don't want to disclose his information like that, but I think he felt like somebody.
Well, I said you can't be leading people on, though.
I mean, nobody won.
Who is that? Can I say it?
I just said.
No, okay, here's the deal. Hold up. Here's the deal. Regardless of what happened between Amaru and Meeks, the problem happened when he started taking up for Christina Attell or Tall or whatever her name is, and a whole
Yes.
And a whole group of people were saying stuff. Hold on. Now, who he actually addressed was all the sisters talking garbage to them. Every man he wanted to say they were intellectual and smart, and I know you can see this and that, but all the women he was belittling and going around. So me, yes, I did, got real petty and made a post about it. I sure did. Now what? And I left that right there.
The actual beef, it really didn't kick, yesterday's beef did not kick off until he posted something about telling Angela to kill herself. That's when I said
that. All they didn't know from the day before, because him and Jasmine were arguing, him and Angela were arguing. I left it alone. I don't have time.
Okay,
but
so,
every freaking post.
Luke was trying to use the truth.
Okay, so like this is what I did. Okay, I did read a couple of his posts where it says, "I shared some information with Meeks, and then Meeks had pillow talk with you, Angela, and after that, you put it on blast.
Angela,
you put it on blast.
Yes, Angela. Why did I put it on blast? Anyway, this conversation ain't got nothing to do with you today. So please don't go there today. I am not in the mood for Jamal.
How you doing, girl?
You another whole chapter.
Not
homie.
In the mood for Jamal at all today.
Yeah,
not feeling it.
Good,
I don't even want to hear it. The conversation ain't got nothing to do with you. I don't care what you
say. Go ahead.
So chill.
I have my friend host your show.
Anyway.
He's not going to speak today.
Do you want to hear from me or not? Or I could just be quiet, like women are fucking supposed to do.
Yo, I think you're going to be about that.
I don't
want to
hear Jamal's mouth. I don't want to hear his mouth, because it ain't got nothing to do with him.
No, nothing. It's Crease, bro.
Sit down somewhere. Sit down.
I'm
sit down and
I'm
chill. Don't say nothing else. No. Sit down and chill.
Angela, come on now.
Sit down and chill. What?
Let's talk.
Everybody has to say their piece.
Come on, let's do it.
Okay. Are y'all ready to listen? All right. The reason why his personal business, because number one, he's not my damn friend. But number two, you're going to keep coming at me. I'm going to bring what I got. And that's what I had. Nigga, you calling yourself a god? Heal yourself.
Hell yeah.
Period. That's what I told him.
Kill yourself.
That's what
Hell
I told him. Heal yourself. I didn't say kill yourself like he told me.
I said heal yourself.
You a god. Hear yourself. You so Amen. You got this 720 degrees, or excuse me, my fault, 1080, which I ain't never heard that garbage before. But whatever, go heal yourself.
Okay.
That's what I told him.
Okay.
And then he went off into that. I didn't even say nothing about the cancer until he tried to come back with this, oh, I'm a holistic doctor. Oh, my goodness. Are you serious right now?
The cancer. You're trying to heal the cancer? That's what he's trying to do, heal the cancer?
If Farrakhan can do it, he can do it too. How about that? Get you all in line,
okay,
and don't know what the flavor is.
Hold on.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay,
yes.
Hold on. Okay. So you know, somebody having cancer is a very sensitive subject. Okay.
Very.
So why did it even get to that point? Or, Meeks, why do you even share that with Angela? You know,
Angela, tell him why I shared that with you.
He was looking for the sympathy.
No, you can tell him, Meeks, because I'm about to get pissed all the way off with this fool on here, Jamal.
It's not Jamal.
I shared that with Angela
for the simple fact.
I'm not Jamal.
Oh, Jamal, please be quiet. Let me speak.
I'm not. I'm not Jamal.
Whatever, whoever this is, let her talk. You don't know nothing about this whole conversation or what happened.
Just say my name.
I don't want to say your name at all. Whoever you are.
Say my name is Creep.
Whoever you are, I don't have to say your name. I don't know you.
I'm just saying.
Leave it alone. Let her speak.
Hey.
Let her speak. Let her speak. And shut up. Shut up already.
Angel, chill. All
right, speak.
What?
What are you talking
about?
Chill.
Man, tell that nigga to chill. Whoever he is.
Whatever.
You're
gonna get Meek, go ahead. Speak.
I called
him
about
Trump,
bro.
Oh my goodness,
Meeks.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Okay. So I shared, and he knows this. I shared that information with Angela because number one, he told me he admired two other people in our group, which is Angela and.
Yeah.
Himself, Ryan. I told Angela, number one, she's a nurse. Number two, because I felt, like I told her, I feel so sorry for him. Because he had nobody. Would you shut up for real?
He's not talking to you. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Annoys you that much.
All right, so I, like I said, I shared that with her because, I told her, I feel so bad for him. And, but he's basically, he's not upset about that. So he sends me a message saying, congratulations on your new boyfriend thingy. What? What? Like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? So he tried to come back and say, the only reason why I sent, I'm mad at him because he didn't acknowledge me because of something I shared. Mind you, like I told him, I did not share that information to laugh at him, to pick at him. I chose the person who I disclosed the information to because, number one, of who her back, what her background is and who she is. That was basically it. But, you know, after that, it went downhill because he assumed that either Angela or somebody in the group kicked him out of the group. And I asked
Long
him why he feel that way. And he said, you think I'm going to kick you out of all people who I think kicked me out of the group? And it went downhill.
And he thought it was me the first time. No, it was me the second time, and I told him that.
I don't know. I never got into any argument or anything with him until yesterday.
Okay. Okay, but can we agree that it was wrong to blast his personal business out like that? Can we agree?
No.
I agree.
I'm not.
Agree.
Nope. I don't. I'm sorry.
Angela, come on. Okay.
I'm not. Right. No, so, honey, I'm not. I'm sorry. Because when you fight and when you're in a war, I'm not fighting fair. I don't care.
The warrior. That is your brother, okay, right? That is supposed to be your brother, okay? And if you feel that he is wrong,
that's his brother.
Okay,
no, that's not my brother. That's Christina's brother.
Yeah.
It's not my brother.
Oh,
it's not my brother.
No,
ain't no, come on now. No.
That's disappointing.
Sorry.
Okay. So now,
sorry.
So now here, we're going to go on to the second part of the show.
Thank you.
All right. And if Amaru, if you're out there, please call in. Please call in, you know, so therefore we can hear your side and see what's going on. But here, we're going to talk about this Trump presidency, okay? And what do y'all truly think what's going on with this Trump presidency? All right, so I just want to just go around the horn, okay, and ask y'all, okay, so what are you expecting? What do you think is going to happen and all that good stuff? So, Angela, I'm gonna start with you, then Meeks, and then Jasmine, and then Chris. So, go ahead.
And then Jamal.
What do you think?
Nah, go start with somebody else, please.
I'll start.
Okay, Meeks.
Thank you.
My opinion. Although I don't vote. I think.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
I said amen to that.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
I think that
there is some type of twist, a plot to this, that taking that office, and it may not be for the betterment of the white people as they think.
I think there's more to it.
That's kind of what you think.
Okay.
But the motherfuckers are talking about Black Lives Matter and the votes are.
What's it say?
All right. So, all right, here, let me go ahead and go to Chris. So, Chris, so what do you think is up?
What do I think of Trump? So,
yeah, what do you think of Trump? Okay, what do you think about this whole situation?
All right, I think like the other lady said, I didn't vote. All right, I didn't vote for anybody, but the whole time I was supporting Trump because Trump is the only one out there who is telling the truth. You know, he's saying that we need to limit the government, you know what I mean, take the government away so that these corporations and these lobbyists can't, like, control the you know what I mean, control it, you know? So that's
right.
What I think Trump is trying to do. I don't think that Trump is, or that white people, like, in particular, think that Trump is going to benefit just white people. I think Trump is out here to benefit America, you know what I mean? So I think that this whole election, right, proves that your vote does count, because I think that a lot of people did vote for Trump, you know what I mean? And I didn't have to vote for him because everybody else did. Even though Clinton even tried to steal the election too, but it just was such a landslide
really?
That she couldn't even do.
Wow. Yeah. So did you watch the news? Because it was like Hillary won the popular vote by 129,000 plus votes. So Hillary actually won that according to the popular vote.
Yeah, but you gotta also
so
remember
what,
that.
So what landslide are you talking about? The corporation that put him in there?
No, listen,
the
this is what
vote?
Happened. So let me explain it to you. This is John Mael here. This is what happened.
Okay.
What happened with Clinton was she thought that and they were talking about this on Fox News. That's why you got to watch the enemy's playbook. I only watch Fox News. I don't watch MSNBC and I don't watch CNN because they're biased towards the right. So I go to the left because I'm a right. I'm on the right. I'm a liberal. So I go. My playbook is watch the conservatives in order to figure out
right.
what they're trying to do. And what they were trying to do, the conservatives, is by throwing Trump in there, they was trying to throw a monkey wrench in the system by getting the establishment out of there, which they succeeded because, if you already know today, they already kicked out everybody who's establishment Democrats, and they put Bernie Sanders and Jill Stein in charge of the party now, so that way it could become more progressive, and it can get more towards the young folks and what we're trying to do.
Yeah, but if you think about it too, at the same time, Trump, like, his power is crazy because this guy is he's a dictator now. You know what I mean? He has control. He has control of the Congress and control of the Senate because it's all Republicans. So I guess it's pretty much we just have to wait and see what he does.
Okay. So.
And to finish what I was saying about that, what I was going to say, the final thing about that establishment is that now the Democratic and the thing about Hillary Clinton's numbers that inflated her numbers is the black vote, the African Americans. We didn't vote for her like we were supposed to, but they was projecting her numbers based off of President Obama's numbers in 2012 and 2008. And they thought that we was going to come out and vote for them, but we didn't come out at all. If you notice, they even said it. Only 1% of Obama's voters in the African American community turned out to vote for Hillary Clinton. Only 1%. And then they even said, and then on top of that, less than 1% of millennials voted for Trump. Less than 1% of millennials even voted. So those are the two main classes of people that got Obama elected, and those are the two main classes that vote for the establishment most times, 9 times out of 10. And this is that 10th time that we didn't vote for them. And that's why they're kind of heated. They can't blame us, but at the same time, they're trying them. For Trump getting in there.
Gotcha.
I've been telling everybody else, you guys had to give Obama a shot, so now it's up to us to do the vice versa. We got to give Trump a shot. He won the president, so we got to give him a shot. That's how America runs. Even if we didn't, but the funny thing about us who didn't vote for him is we're not responsible for any policies that he puts through. If he nukes the Middle East or anything like that, the people who didn't vote were not responsible for that because we didn't approve of that guy to be there to make those decisions. So it's not not from our approval, a position of approval.
Okay, cool.
I'll give you that.
All right, so Jasmine, hold on. Jasmine, okay, so what is your thought?
Mm-hmm.
About the Trump presidency and, like, where do we go from here?
I really don't care either way because I'm black in America, and I just want to – it's not my problem. I'm just going to see how things go, basically.
Amen.
That's all we can do.
No, that's right, that's right.
That's all the Most High wants for us to do is to see how things go.
Most High is not going to put someone in power who doesn't belong there.
Okay, so – Angela, okay, so you heard everybody else, you heard Jamal, you heard, you know, Meeks, you heard Jasmine. So, like, what is your thoughts on it?
Well, personally, I think he should have won. And that way, black people can wake up. So you can really know who is who. I'd rather have a blatant racist in there than a hidden one, like Hillary. I don't care. What you doing in front of me. And this is a wake-up call to all black people with whatever they got going on, thinking the white guy is the coolest person in the world, let's go pray for him. No. You're seeing it. It's a slap in the face. So now that you got slapped in the face, it's time to wake up and get your shit together. Because even in the midst of all the chaos that was going on, Black Wall Street still happened. Black Wall Street still happened regardless of what was going on.
The funny thing
opinion. I didn't say nothing about yours. Please do not start with me today. Whoever this is,
I'm not
starting
with you. I actually agree with you wholeheartedly.
I'm not on interview. Brian asked me a question. I answered, and that's it. I'm done with
all that. All I did was I agree with you, and if that's a problem, then I don't know what to say.
Well, if you want to agree, you can agree.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so.
All I
so
said
here,
was Trump
here,
said the
here,
same thing. Black people need to get their stuff together.
Yes. Point blank.
Okay. So, now, let's go ahead and switch this up, okay? So, what's going on with you today, Angela?
I'm not in the mood today.
Why is that?
I'm not. We're on the radio, Brian. I'm not even going to go there, okay?
Okay.
She don't like me. All
right.
She already knew.
Okay. So, like, my take on this whole thing is I think Trump is really out for himself, and he's going to be out there for himself. You know, that's what I found out about most of these presidents. They're really just out there for themselves. And, of course, they're going to make policies because they do have people giving them money. So whoever's giving them money is truly people who are actually making those policies, you know. So – I think as America as a collective, I think we just need to come together, you know. And I think that that will serve us best as a people is to come together. So that's why I think this will be a time for we have an oppressor, okay, a known oppressor, okay, because he's like the biggest white supremacist. So I think that we all just need to come together. So that's all. So. So now, with that being said, Jamal, okay, you said Most High has a plan with all this going on. So what do you think is the plan of the Most High with Trump being in office? Because I heard some conspiracy theories, with Hillary talking about she is the new Hitler coming in to persecute the Jews, you know, or the Hebrews, you know, and last
they're not
the Revelation.
Just the Hebrews, though. That's
so,
the thing about the end
like,
time that people don't
so,
understand.
So, so
they're not coming
Trump?
For the Hebrews. Trump is Trump and Hillary Clinton are both the Antichrist. People don't understand. The Antichrist came in two forms this time. He didn't come in one form. Because he knew we was going to expect him in the one, so he had to come into the two party system in order for us to vote for one or the other. That's why everybody online was like vote or die, like, and if you didn't vote that, because first of all, me and my friends, we didn't vote, and a lot of us online, we've been getting persecuted for not voting. Cause, and they don't understand that Romans 1 already tells you about that. Any of your power is the Most High's power, and anybody who's in power was put there because they were ordained to be there. There's a divine reason for them being in that position of power. Whether it's to be corrupt with the power and get found out for corruption, or whether it's for them to be righteous and become a well-known upright person in that, it's the same difference. It doesn't matter because they're there for that. Just like they just said, too, today I saw an article where they said the Israeli Ashkenazi are asking Trump and Putin to come and build the third temple in Jerusalem before the UN kicks the Ashkenazi out.
Yeah, you know what? I think I think that Donald Trump is part of the 1%. And he's part of the 1% that is sick and tired of crony capitalism. What the 1% really want is they want this shit. They want capitalism to work. And the only way for it to work is if we limit the government, you know what I mean, take the government's power away. So that these, and we have to, instead of like, you see all these protesters, the Wall Street shit, you know what I mean? Like everything like that,
yeah,
like
right.
the 99%. These people,
right.
They're doing the wrong thing. They're doing the wrong thing. They should be over at the White House over in Washington trying to protest in front of the government instead of protesting in front of the corporate assholes who run this shit, really. But what we really need to do is put Trump in there because he wants capitalism to work. That's what I think.
Okay. Okay. So, and y'all have any questions for Jamal about Trump, by chance?
Not really.
Nope.
What about
I can. My whole thing is his opinion is his opinion, mine is mine. It is what it is. I could care less about that garbage. I really can.
So everybody else's opinion but your own is garbage.
No. Jamal, whoever he is garbage. And whoever you are, whatever you're talking about, I don't even want to hear it today. I don't want to hear it today.
I appreciate
you.
You calling me trash.
Whatever.
Those who curse
whatever.
Me shall be
whatever,
cursed.
Whatever.
Those who curse me shall be cursed. Those who bless me shall be blessed.
Whatever. All you little Hebrews
about,
have no respect for women. I don't even want to hear that. Whatever,
listen,
man.
Listen.
Whatever.
Hey, yeah, my baby wants to tell you.
My God. You're talking about bringing up together on this radio show, but then you're calling the black man
trash.
Brian, you got to stop that.
Hey, everybody chill. Chill. Jasmine has something to say. Hey,
no, I was just trying to throw everybody out. I was just telling y'all my baby wanted to tell y'all, hey. What he said about y'all.
Hi,
baby.
Hi,
sweetie. Hi.
Okay, so. All right, so real quick. So where do we go from here? Okay, everybody give me like 20 seconds. Hey, where do you think, where we go from here? Around the horn. Go ahead, Meeks. Go ahead.
Just respect each other's, opinions. That's it.
Amen.
No need to belittle
okay.
the next person because their level of consciousness is a little different from the next man. That's it.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Angela.
Yes. It's
okay.
just time for black people to get together. I mean, it's just a blatant slap in the face. It's time for us to get together. It's time for us to build another Black Wall Street. End of story.
Okay.
True that.
Yeah, I pretty much agree with what Angela said.
All right. Jamal.
Yeah, my belief
Jamal.
Is the same as them. We got I believe right now we got a 50-50 chance. We got a chance to get our people to come either come together once and for all, or it's going to be extinction one way or the other. Because that's what the scripture says. If we don't get our shit right, it's going to be extinction. That's
Yes, sir. All right, y'all.
The only thing that we can do as Americans is get behind the man, Trump. We have to stand for him because – as Americans, he's the president, and that's all we know. That's all we can say. So we have to just wait and see what he does, and we have to support him.
I'm not supporting that man.
We are all.
We have to support him. You have to support him. He's the president.
Hey, Jamal. Jamal, we
got
to
go.
No, we don't. We don't have to support him.
We don't.
You have to support him. Because
nobody supported Obama.
All right.
No, we don't.
I supported Obama.
Everybody did, though.
All right, that is Which Way Is Up Radio. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank y'all. Thank you, everyone, y'all, for participating. All right, let's sign off.
All right.
Let me say one more thing.
Bye.
I believe in the doctor. I believe in the doctor. I believe in the doctor.